enjoying my time here with you.
So now, while you had a most inauspicious start.
Cars. You know, you can't live with them and you can't live without them. Yes. I thought I had a flat tire this morning, but I was driving my husband's car to work, and his car has low profile tires, and you can't tell if those are flat or not.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That car doesn't like me. We have a, and so whenever I drive it, usually something goes wrong. So this far, I got about a half a mile from my house and I had to turn around.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. I'm here now.
Okay. Well, you made it, and that's what matters.
That's right.
So what's going on with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, my goodness. You would think we were slowing down a little bit, and we are not. We've got 6 ribbon cuttings and or groundbreakings in the next 10 days, as well as a lot going on with our young professionals. And they have a tacky Christmas social. People get to wear their tackiest sweater.
Okay.
That's on December 8th at Mancy's. And our young professionals are really an amazing group. They're 21 to 40, but we don't card, at least on the 40 side. And okay. We have business owners and attorneys and doctors and business owners and entrepreneurs, and the most incredible group of young folks, to me anyway, that get together and form, you know, some of their community within the young professional group in the chamber. They have their own board of directors, and that they run their events. So YP, if you're new to the area or you just want to hang out with other like-minded folks that are, you know, just incredible leaders in our community, they have a lot of fun. They have a coffee social once a month. They have a regular, like a business after hours on the third Thursday of every month. And they have a lot of fun, but they bring together an incredible group of people.
Okay. Yeah, when I first heard about your young professionals, my mind went to like the Young Chamber of Commerce or the Young...
Yeah.
Whatever, but that's typically high school age that are encouraging to do this. This is actually people over 21 that have started their own businesses and are just getting started in the business community.
Well, you know, that as well as, you know, we have, I would say the average age of our YP group is about 28 to 35.
Okay.
So many are established business owners. They medical practices. It's just, you know, they're all leaders in our community already, and they love to bring in new folks. We have a lot of young professionals that have moved to our area, and this is a great way to network within a group where, you know, they're all involved in doing something within our community. They're folks you want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always have new folks at our YP events, and they're just a lot of fun.
Okay. So how do you get connected to go to them?
One of the easiest ways is they do have their own Facebook page, and it's Eastern Shore YP, and our YP logo is a big circle with a YP in it. So when you go to Facebook, they post all of their events. You can also go to eschamber.com and look at the Eastern Shore Chamber calendar, and the events are also listed there.
Okay. What else have you got coming up, say, in the month of December or so?
Oh, my goodness. We've got, we have for small business owners who have had difficulty finding insurance, maybe for two or three people in their company, we do have an association insurance, and we're going to have an informative discussion about that on November 30th, this Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. What is today? Today is Wednesday? So that's going to talk about the insurance program. If you have a business or you're a business owner and you're interested in finding out about that, it'll be November 30th at 8:30 at Bryant Bank. And then we have our normal Christmas business after hours at Cadence Bank, formerly known as Bancorp South in Spanish Fort, from 5 to 7. And they always have really good things to eat and some Christmas cheer. So We'll have business after hours. And then, like I said, we have a ribbon cutting at Cross Bay Digital on December 2nd. They're at Morphy Avenue, and that starts at 4. Millennia Jewelers in Daphne on December 6th. We're doing a groundbreaking for the Urology Associates there on Greeno Road on December 8th.
Okay.
So we have a lot going on, considering it's moving into the holidays. You think typically business things slow down, but not for us.
But not for y'all. Okay.
Not for us. No. It's all good, and we're excited about it. And then I will let you know that on January 27th, the Young Professionals have a professional development conference. It's a one-day conference at the Grand Hotel. Our very own Panini Pete is our keynote speaker, and Southern View Media is the presenting sponsor. And it's just a full day of learning, like new ideas, tools, and skills to really thrive in the workplace. And it's specifically for those under the age of 40, but like I said, we don't card. And so early bird pricing is available till January the 16th. And you can go to eschamber.com or call the office to make a reservation for that. But we've had over 100 participants in the last 2 years, and very good content and very good speakers. And then we finish up about 4:30, and everyone goes to Bucky's Lounge and continues networking.
Oh, there
kind of have a happy hour. And last year when I said, yes, we'll adjourn and I'll go to Bucky's, and somebody said, are you putting everybody on a bus? And I was like, No, that's Bucky's Lounge at the Grand Hotel, not the gas station.
I have a friend of mine, and their daughter started working at Bucky's, and I'm like, oh, okay, so are they a cashier, are they a gas attendant or what? And like, no, they're a waitress, they're a bartender. And I'm like, wow, they put in a bar at Bucky's? When do they do that?
And I swear,
at the Grand Hotel, you know.
So I'm very specific now when I say Bucky's Lounge.
It used to be Bucky's Birdcage.
Yes.
It was the Birdcage Lounge,
and now it's Bucky's.
Okay. They might want to go back to the Birdcage now that Bucky's has,
or Bucky's at the Birdcage.
Yeah, now that the other Bucky's has 120 gas pumps at.
I swear. It was so funny. I mean, it took me a minute to kind of figure out what they were saying, but it is really a great program, and any young professional throughout our community and region is welcome to attend. You don't have to be on the Eastern Shore. We had folks from South Baldwin. We had folks from Mobile last year. So it's also a great way to expand your network into the regional area, you know, not just the Eastern Shore.
Okay. Okay. And it's open to any of the professional. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
And if businesses have some young professionals, they're like, you know, I'd like to invest in their professional development, this is a great way to do that. It's a fun day. It's at the Grand. Lots of good people. We have a great lunch. We have great speakers. So if you're a business owner and you want to provide some professional development, I think this is a great opportunity to do that. As well as, you know, you have your employee out meeting and greeting people in the community and spreading the word about your own business.
Oh, sure. Mentorship I don't want to say it's a dying art, because it's really not, but the ability to connect people together, that seems to have gone away, because you know, when we were growing up, that's what happened, is you apprenticed and you learned from a mentor and everything,
right.
and then the world changed, and people still want to mentor. They have all the experience that they just want to share, and so many times it's they don't even want to get paid for it. They just want to let people know their experience and how to make things better, and that opportunity is quite often lost.
Well, we have some, like I said, an incredible program developed for that day, and the thing that I like to see is, you know, people like to do business with people they know. That. No matter how much social media, how much advertising, people like to do business with people they know. And if they don't know somebody, they will go to friends and family and say, hey, I need to get my hair cut. I need to have my roof looked at. I need to, any of those things, mm-hmm. they will take a referral from another person. So that old fashioned meeting, greeting, telling each other your story, connecting at that level is so critically important, because like I say all the time, the chamber does a lot of events, but it's all centered on people. Really, that is the bottom line for everything the Eastern Shore Chamber does. It is about people and connecting people and giving people the opportunity to thrive in the business community. So we're losing that. And of course, COVID further made that difficult, just because we couldn't connect. And I think people are hungry for connections. They're hungry for meeting people, because I'm excited when somebody walks in. I'm new to the area and I would like to meet some folks, and you know, we can provide that platform for professional introductions. And you know, I love to see the friendships that form once they, you know, connect on a business level. Then, you know, you kind of develop a cohort and become friends. So lots of good things that happen as a result of your business connections.
Yeah, it's all about, like you said, making connections and cohorts.
Yes.
and partners in crime.
Exactly. I like that. Partners in crime. I'll have to add that to my list. It's, you know, and it's a lot of fun. And like I said, nobody knows everybody. I say this a lot to our newest members, because not everybody is like you and I, and we can walk into a crowd of people and before long we kind of know everybody. I mean, we're not, but there's a lot of folks, and that's not a comfortable arena for them to into a group of people. And I don't know if it's a holdover from high school where you walk in a room and you're like, okay, is this group of people, you know, who do I know, who do I not know? But we have so many new members. At every single event, I would say at least 25% to 30% are new. Maybe the first time or second time they've been to an event. So I tell people all the time, don't feel like you're the only person walking into a meeting where everybody else knows each other.
Right.
Because we always have new faces and new friends at our events. So I encourage people not to let that deter them from, you know, coming to a business after hours or a YP event.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And learn the art of joining a conversation.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Casey. I don't know anybody. I don't introduce myself. Uh-huh. But so we really are seeing a lot of new faces at all of our events. And then also we have a new small group program called Network at Noon.
Okay.
And because of COVID, we looked at some small group opportunities. So the third Wednesday of every month, except for December, we get together and we have a restaurant in, you guessed it, Spanish Fort, one in Daphne and one at Fairhope, all starting at noon. And you go online and sign up for one of 9 spaces, because there's a chamber folk there. And it's just 10 people going to lunch together. And it can be called Lunch with Strangers. You may know somebody there, you may not. But when you're sitting around a table in a small group, you know, if you're not comfortable walking into a larger event, then that's a real easy way to have a good lunch and meet some new people and talk about your business. There's no agenda. People typically trade their cards around, and we have lunch, and it's one of our favorite small group events.
Well, you know, too, when you're running a new business and you're all wrapped up in it between your business and your family, you don't often get the chance to socialize.
Right.
And so this is just a group of people that you can meet that these are new faces and somebody that you don't know everything they're already going to say. So
right. Well, and also, too, I mean, whether you're brand new with your business or you've been in business for 10 years, you know, you work on your business, you work in your business, because 95% of our members are small business, not the government definition, which is 250 employees or less, but I'm talking 10 or less.
Right.
So what we do centers around that small business community. And whether, like I said, whether you've been in business for a year or 10 years, your day is very similar, because you are your business. And so we like to give people the opportunity to grow their business through networking and contacts and, you know, We try to do a little bit of everything.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you do. This is Miss Casey Gay Williams from the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce that's joining us. And Casey, I hope you'll stick around with us for a little bit.
I'll sure do that.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and take a break. Before we do that, we're going to hear from, since we've been talking about young professionals, let's hear about young Americans. Here's David Bowie on 1480 WADF.